So yesterday you heard that Sydney would reopen to Queenslanders, or vice versa. Sydney siders welcome to come to the Sunshine State as of next Tuesday, the 1st of December. Today, it's all about an announcement regarding Victoria. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, good morning to you.
Good morning, Craig and Loretta, and very good news for families to be reunited from Sydney and Queensland. And now I'm just hearing breaking news that Victoria has a 0 day. So that means they have met that 28-day threshold that the Chief Health Officer has set. So that now means that Victorians are welcome in Queensland. And, of course, Queenslanders can go to Victoria to visit family, friends and relatives. That's absolutely great news. And well done to Queensland for the mighty job that they have done this year. It has been an incredible year. I'm quite sure everyone's going to look forward to seeing the back of 2020.
Well, without a doubt in that regard. And on that point about the 28-day target, New South Wales met it, as far as I understand, a couple of days ago. Victoria, you're saying now meeting it. Why delay it an extra week? Why not, say, open the borders from tomorrow, for instance?
We've always said in our roadmap, Craig, it's there in black and white for everyone to see that 1st of December has been set there in concrete. And what that also means, too, is it now gives families time to book, to make sure that the airlines can put on some extra flights, which they were doing yesterday, and they welcome the news as well from Queensland. And this means that, you know, essentially the whole east coast of Australia will be opened up. That is absolutely wonderful news. And so many families and friends live across those four states down to Tasmania. So that's wonderful news.
People are still a bit nervous, even though they're rushing out and buying tickets, and we're hearing great stories that they're looking forward to seeing their families. But what will be the trigger to close the border again?
Well, we've said very clearly in our roadmap that it's a hotspot regime, and that's not dissimilar to what we have applied in the past. As you can see with Adelaide, that's still declared a hotspot, and Greater Sydney was declared a hotspot. So we will take the advice of the Chief Health Officer. And you will see if there is an outbreak in a particular state or city, you know, those respective governments will also take action. So we'll be looking very closely, just as Adelaide did and Victoria did with their shutdowns.
Premier, is there a nationally agreed definition of a hotspot now?
Well, AHPPC has given certain advice, but National Cabinet is still considering that at length.
Okay, so the hotspot definition, it could still be different in Queensland to what it is for New South Wales and for Victoria as it stands right now.
Well, I think, Craig, what everyone needs to understand is that it's about the community transmission. So this is a highly contagious disease and it can move rapidly. So you will see situations like you did in Adelaide where they shut down Adelaide. In Victoria, they shut down Melbourne. And there were over 700 deaths in Melbourne. That's 700 people and their families and friends that have lost a loved one. I don't want to see that in Queensland. And if we have to act, we will act. But we will always act on the advice of the Chief Health Officer. Dr. Jeanette Young is one of the most experienced health officers, and Queenslanders are very lucky to have her. She was around when there was the SARS outbreak. She was preparing our hospitals over the last decade, ready for an outbreak like COVID. And she has stood Queensland well, 70 days now without community transmission. I'm so glad that we have Dr. Young here in Queensland.
Premier, do you have any regrets about the border closure, though, and the hard line?
No, not at all. And the High Court upheld our strong border measures. The High Court said that states are acting constitutionally to close their borders to protect their citizens from an health outbreak. So I absolutely make no apologies. It stood Queensland well. We always listen to the health advice, but it has also meant, because of our strong border measures, it also meant that we were able to open up our economy faster than New South Wales and faster than Victoria.
Yeah, on that opening up the economy, we've heard from the likes of the Queensland Hotels Association today saying, look, their capacities at a lot of their venues still at around that 30% mark. If you're now opening the border to more of Australia, effectively, Sydney siders, Victorians from next week, is now also the time to look at relaxing further restrictions in venues around the state?
Well, we did that last week. We changed it back to the 2-square-metre rule. So it was a 4-square-metre rule. It went down to a 2-square-metre rule. New South Wales is moving to that on the 1st of December, ironically. So Queensland's already done that, but we still have to live in a COVID-safe world. Unfortunately, things are not normal. And what we're seeing overseas with the Northern Hemisphere, you only need one outbreak in hotel quarantine and you're back to square one. So I've been very adamant today that our hotel quarantine across Australia has to be absolutely safeguarded, has to be tightened even further.
How so?
Well, we have in our hotel quarantine, we have ADF and we also have police. So we make sure that is done very safely. And we need to have that across Australia because we don't want to see an outbreak. There's a lot of cases overseas, Craig. And the last thing, and I'll make this very clear too, the last thing Australia needs is our international borders open. Our international borders have kept Australians safe. And we do not want to put all of our hard work at risk. So there has to be a very clear message to the federal government that we need to keep Australia open up to Australia. We need returning Australians home, but we do not need to welcome large-scale international visitors at this stage because our hotel quarantine would not be able to cope.
Anastasia Palaszczuk, our guest on ABC Radio Brisbane. A couple of questions coming through here about South Australia as well. Any indication on time frame there?
Yeah, thank you. And that's a very good question. And I know a lot of families have, you know, respective relatives down there as well and vice versa. So the Dr. Young said that she will look at that at the end of the month. She is still concerned about that cluster, but we will make further announcements about that at the end of the month.
And what about New Zealand? Now you're opening up to Sydney. Does this pave the way for a trans-Tasman bubble?
Well, not at this stage. I understand that AHPPC has, and that's the all of the health professionals that get together from the different states and territories, have concerns about New Zealand at the moment. So I think we have to be very cautious there as well. So I think that is where the federal government must listen to the advice that comes from that group. It is absolutely paramount that the AHPPC, so that's all of the chief health officers who provide advice to the federal government in relation to international issues, they really need to listen to that health advice from that group. That is paramount now, absolutely paramount.
Premier, what sort of impact will this all have on the budget?
Well, I think it's had a very big impact on our budget because it's something that, you know, Queensland has never seen in its lifetime. But what we have seen is that our economy has opened up faster than New South Wales and Victoria, which has meant, because we've got a diversified economy, that we are able to, basically, we have brought back all of those jobs that we had lost pre-COVID. So that is an astounding result. Over 250,000 jobs we had created over the 5.5 years. And then since COVID, I think we lost around 200,000 of them, and now they've actually come back. So that is absolutely tremendous news. But we still know that there are people out there that aren't working, that don't have a job, and that's why we've got a very strong skills-based agenda, working with industry, and I have a task force as well that has all of the peak organisations that work with me in relation to our economic recovery. And the budget will be handed down next week. The Treasurer Cameron Dick will deliver that budget.
How much debt will be in and for how many years, Premier?
Well, that'll be revealed next week, but I can tell you this, it'll be a lot less than New South Wales and a lot less than Victoria.
And is the rift over between you and Gladys Berejiklian?
Oh, look, yes, absolutely. I had a good chat with her yesterday. Look, and at the end of the day too, if you can't have a bit of sport with the state of origin, when can you? Like, honestly.
Anastasia Palaszczuk, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Craig and Loretta.